This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. This week in our series Vital Signs, we revisit the subject of cord blood. What remains in the umbilical cord after birth can be used to treat more than 80 or so diseases, but supplies are limited. I found out why from Dr. Sahil Sharif, a surgical oncologist with Texas Health Fort Worth.
Cord blood has all the properties of regular blood. What makes it particularly desirable?
The cord blood has immature blood cells, and then you can use these stem cells to basically harvest into these patients that have problems with their own blood, for example, because of leukemia or lymphoma or other type of diseases that affect their own bloodlines. These can grow into the red blood cell if it's deficient, or the white blood cells as deficient, or even platelets for that matter.
It's a distinct advantage over, say, bone marrow stem cells?
That is correct. Cord blood stem cells are actually stored in a blood bank that you can use on patients that need it. For bone marrow, you actually have to go through a process of harvesting the bone marrow. It's a very painful procedure for whoever is donating the bone marrow, and then they have to go through an extensive and rigorous testing, not only for infectious causes, but also to see if they match with the patient, and then they have to harvest, and then they have to basically transplant it. Now, that whole process can take a few months. If you just have a cord blood stem cells, that these are already stored, and these are readily available, and if you have a match with the donor or in the recipient, then it could be used right away.
But we're talking about blood from the umbilical cord, and at one point, wasn't it common practice really just to toss it aside? So when did we begin to understand the value of what was in that cord?
Since the early 80s or so, actually research into the umbilical cord, the blood from the umbilical cord, and even the placenta has taken place. And at that point, they realized that these umbilical cord and the blood from the placenta actually contain stem cells that you can use rather than discarding it and be able to use it on as a transplant medium. And since 1988, I believe, was the first successful stem cell cord transplant has happened. And since that time until now, there have been close to 20,000 stem cell cord transplants that have already taken place.
Cord blood is limited in supply, isn't it?
If you think about the amount of blood that is in the placenta and the cord blood, it's in the range of 3 to 5 ounces. That's about like half a cup. That's the reason why you have to gather it from a lot of patients. At this point, there are close to, I believe, 175,000 matched cord blood available.
There still isn't enough.
Correct. I mean, if you think about what percentage of deliveries actually translate into donating into cord blood is very, very minuscule. And that's the reason why I believe Texas Health, as one of the hospital group system, is trying to educate patients, educate the parents about the benefits of cord blood so they can learn about the benefits of it and then be able to donate it to a public blood bank. So that way we can use this in treating patients who have deadly cancers and so forth in our community.
The last time we talked in Vital Signs about cord blood, though, there was a trend of parents to want to privately bank the cord blood, but I understand in some circles of the medical community that's frowned upon.
The reason is the probability that a patient who donates it to their private blood bank and who need to use it is very, very low as compared to the general public. So in terms of keeping it stored for their private use, it might not be beneficial for them because there's only a certain time period where it's actually beneficial to use the cord blood.
How much shelf life does cord blood have?
About 10 years, more or less. Still a good amount, but if you think about it, like, what is the probability of a family member developing a cancer that they can use it? But if they do have a sibling, an elder sibling, who does have some form of bloodborne illnesses or bloodborne cancer, then their younger sibling, it makes sense to maybe harvest those blood stem cells into more of a private setting and be able to see if they can use that.
Dr. Sharif, thank you for being with me.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.